Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. The late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul. Not going to do without him. Thank you for being part of my day and for... And hope you like him as much as I do, James Brown. We'll be playing his stuff as long as I have a chance, because he's part of rock and roll history, part of the history of the 20th century, especially, right? So welcome back, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage whenever you get a chance. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I want to continue this conversation about banks and your relationship with banks. You know, you've heard me say this before. Over the years, and that is that we have to have a bank to loan us money in order to grow our business. I know there are exceptions, but they're very, very rare exceptions, because the three ways that businesses fund their growth are through out from outside sources are our own investment capital. Which is money we put directly into the business from our own assets, investment capital from others, whether it be in venture capital, angel investors, or whatever, and then, of course, bank debt, money we borrow from banks. And the one that is the best of the outside capital, the one that's the best is the bank. Well, obviously, your money is better because you can pay yourself back when you want. But the second best would be the bank. Because when you pay them off, they don't linger. You don't have to keep them on. They don't put any pressure on you like an investor would to look for an exit strategy. So plus, you know, it's a transaction. When you make a transaction with them, it's a loan. It stands alone. The loan stands alone, and you pay it off, and you know, you're done, and then you go do another one if you want to. But as our businesses grow. And I think that they will start. I think the economy is going to start growing. We've still got a lot of headwinds out there, but you know, one of my predictions was that the economy will grow over 2011 in 2012. Not a lot, but it will grow, and you'll have opportunity to grow your business. As you grow, you're going to need some bank loans. You're going to need a bank loan to buy fixtures, to buy long-term assets. Don't, if you have, folks, if you have the money, if you have the cash to buy an expensive fixture, then that's fine. You know, if you want to pay for that, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know what I'd recommend? I'd recommend that you go ahead and borrow the money for that fixture or for that piece of equipment or for that vehicle. If you have the money, if you have the cash to buy a vehicle, Don't pay cash for that. Keep that cash. Hold on to that cash. You might need that cash for something that you cannot finance, like a marketing opportunity, like a new website, like a consultant to help you with something, to make a down payment on a piece of real estate or to have as a down payment on buying a business. You can finance a truck because it's got a serial number. Finance it for 5 years. And make the payments. That interest is the cost is buying you the ability to keep your cash. And also, if you've got that cash in the bank where you're borrowing the money for the truck or the fixture or whatever you're borrowing money for, if you got it in the bank, you'll get a better rate. You can ask them for a better rate. You can tell them, look at my compensating balance. I want a better rate. I want a good rate. You can do that. If you get an opportunity to finance the truck or the equipment from the company that you're buying it from, if General Motors or Ford or Chrysler or whatever will finance it for you, and you can get that off out of the bank's lending, what the bank's loaning you, I recommend you do that too. And make sure that way you have availability at your bank for things that you can't borrow anywhere else, for projects you can't borrow money for. From anywhere else except for the bank, like working capital, that kind of thing. So make sure that you're making good decisions about how to use your cash, how to use your your retained earnings. That would be part of your cash, not all of it. But make sure that you're being wise about, you're being prudent about how you use the financial resources that you have, whether it be the ability to borrow money from a bank, whether you should use the cash that you have to buy something, whether you should borrow the money from someone else, that kind of thing. These are all important things to think about as you grow your business, as you will be growing your business, and you're going to need to make good financial decisions. And the reason I think you're going to be making these decisions is because of my prediction that you're going to have less competition going forward in this next expansion. If you're still in business, you're going to have less competition than you will have had in past expansions, because there have not been the startups, as I've talked about before. The startups have not been as have not proliferated this time like they have in the past. And so I think you're going to have, and plus there are a lot of companies that didn't make it through the last 3 years. If you did, those are some of the reasons why I think the next few years, unless the global economy tanks, and I don't know about that, unless the global economy tanks, I think the next few years are going to be great years for your small business. You got to manage your finances the right way, though. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.